Brandeis U releases oppressive language list so students don't say naughty words like policeman. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 23, 2021. The Prevention, Advocacy and Resource Center, PARC, at Brandeis University in Waltham, Massachusetts, has released a bizarre oppressive language list urging students to refrain from saying certain words and phrases that have been deemed offensive. The list includes policeman as well as crazy and walk-in. The list even calls on students to stop saying trigger warning, a leftist favorite on campus. PARC recognizes that language is a powerful tool used to perpetrate and perpetuate oppression, states PARC on the school's website. As a community, we strive to remove oppressive language from our everyday use. This list is meant to be a tool to share information and suggestions about potentially oppressive language. The so-called oppressive language is broken up into five categories. Violent language. Identity-based language. Language that doesn't say what we mean. Culturally appropriative language. Person-first alternatives. In the identity-based language category, students are encouraged to cease using words like policeman, she/he, and African-American, and instead, replace those words with police officer, they, unless they ask for their pronouns first, and black, with a capital B. Ableist languages such as crazy, lame, and walk-in is also mentioned on the list, and suggested to be replaced with, that's bananas, disappointing, and drop-in. The term people of color is also out, and should now be replaced with BIPOC, which stands for black, indigenous, and people of color. In the language that doesn't say what we mean category, phrases such as, everything going on right now should be replaced with police brutality, protests, BLM, COVID-19, etc. And instead of saying, I'm going to kill myself or kill me, Brandeis University prefers that students instead say, I'm really upset or I'm so overwhelmed. The violent language category asks students to stop saying killing it, and instead replace the term with great job, or awesome. The term trigger warning is also now deemed violent, and should be replaced with content note. Picnic is also a violent word, according to the university, which suggests it should be replaced with outdoor eating. The school explains that picnic is often associated with lynchings of black people in the United States, during which white spectators were said to have watched while eating, referring to them as picnics or other terms involving racial slurs against black people. The culturally appropriative language category deems tribe, powwow, and spirit animal oppressive, suggesting they be replaced with friends, gathering, and animal I would most like to be. The university is also encouraging students to suggest other words or phrases that they would like to see on the oppressive language list. What suggestion do you have for our oppressive language list? PARC asks. Personal reasons are more than welcomed, and if you have any other sources, that too. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.